Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Vitron's Logistics Podcast. My name is Robert Weber, and today we are sending a Grüezi wohl to Switzerland, because today we're going to Switzerland to visit the Migros Omnichannel Distribution Center in Neuendorf. This is one of the most innovative and dynamic logistics centers in Europe. It supplies more than 700 stores and many thousands of Swiss home shopping customers every day from a range of over 100,000 different items. That's amazing. And I will give you another figure first. On a peak day, more than 470,000 cases are picked cost-efficiently, store-friendly, and of course, ergonomically with the Vitron solutions OPM, AIO, and CPS. Now we are talking to the man who is responsible for the entire project. It is Alexander Schweitzer. Hello, Mr. Schweitzer. Greetings to Neuendorf in Switzerland.
Hello, Herr Weber.
Hello, Mr. Weber.
Yeah, hello. You are the head of engineering and IT at Migros Verteilbetrieb Neuendorf. I got this information from LinkedIn. Is that still correct or has something changed?
Nein, das ist absolut korrekt.
Ja. No, that's absolutely correct. I'm responsible for the two main Migros distribution sites. One is in Suhr and the second is in Neuendorf with the non-food, near-food and frozen food assortments.
Und dem Tiefkühlagersortiment.
Today we want to talk about Neuendorf. And when we did a little preliminary talk, I was a bit blown away because of the different distribution channels, the different picking systems, the near food and the non-food ranges, slow moving items, fast moving items, cases, pieces, bulky goods, frozen food, greenfield and brownfield. What a huge project in Neuendorf. When you hear that, do you sometimes get dizzy?
Ich bin da in das Projekt ganz offen.
Well, I went into the project with an open mindset at the time. However, I wasn't aware of what was to come. And during the project phase, more and more challenges arose. And we had to balance all Migros processes, including the Migros supermarkets and the Migros specialist stores.
Unter einen Hut zu bringen.
And now everything is completed. Please provide some key figures of the project. What was done, what was installed, why, and then let's perhaps go through the material flow.
Well, as I just mentioned, the first thing that was installed was a new high bay warehouse, which we put into operation. We still had two existing high bay warehouses, one with 25,000 storage locations and one with 20,000 storage locations. These were transferred to the Vitron software, including the PLC control system. And then all the picking modules were installed. These picking modules include the fully automated OPM system, the new all-in-one system, AIO, maybe we'll talk about it later, which handles the picking of totes, and the CPS, car picking system, which is used for the automatic replenishment of bulky parts and for classic order picking using forklifts and pick by voice.
Stapler und pick by voice.
Is it called car or case picking system?
Ah, car. Car für.
It's car for the forklifts. Also worth mentioning is a building that is completely networked with conveyor technology. That means from the east to the west and over five floors. And it was one of the bigger challenges to execute these works during ongoing operations, as our existing manual picking system was still operational. We had to make deliveries every day and some construction activities had to be interrupted from time to time. Ongoing operations always had priority so that we could always deliver on time.
How does the conveyor technology over several floors work in a logistics center? Why several floors?
Das bestehende Gebäude hat fünf Stockwerke.
Well, the existing building has five floors. You can perhaps think of it as follows. manual order picking used to take place on each of the five floors, and they were actually only connected to each other via so-called goods lifts. We used the forklifts in the aisles, placed the pallets into a goods lift, and used it to move upward, and then transported the pallets towards the shipping area. That's all a thing of the past now. The pallets now move independently on the conveyor system. The areas that were previously used for manual order picking are now mainly storage areas. And in the basement, we use the so-called car picking system, with which we pick large volume items.
Are these the bulky parts?
Genau, großvolumige und sperrige, ja.
Yeah, that's right. It is large volume and bulky items.
What products are we talking about? We talked about food, non-food, near food. Can you categorize what exactly is picked?
Ich sage immer so, mit einer kleinen
Yeah, I always say everything that is sold in stores that is not edible, with one small exception. This exception is the baby assortment, which we stock here in Neuendorf. We also stock baby food here in Neuendorf. The spectrum ranges from cosmetics with our smallest items such as lipsticks, eyeliners, extends to the classic toiletries such as deodorants, shower gel, etc., through to large products such as detergents for washing machines, toilet paper, etc., and slowly moves towards specialist stores. We also serve the Migros specialist retailers with electronic parts such as iPhones, washing machines, large screen televisions and furniture such as sofas. As you can see, the spectrum ranges from small lipsticks to XXL television. We handle the entire range.
Well, let's walk through the warehouse with a detergent pack of the brand Persil, starting with the delivery of the detergent and through to shipping. Do you have detergent of the brand Persil in your Switzerland?
Doch, das gibt es auch.
Yeah, there is at least something similar. Let's continue with it.
Excellent. Then let's start it. The detergent arrives in the receiving area. What happens then?
Der LKW wird entladen.
Well, the truck is unloaded. Let's assume that the supplier of the detergent is a large supplier. We have already received a notification electronically in the Vitron system, which means that the employee only has to place the pallet on the conveyor system with the forklift. The conveyor system is equipped with a scale and a SSCC laser. The SSCC laser identifies a pallet of detergent with 40 packs and checks the weight and height of the pallet. These figures match the master data, and since I'm already expecting the pallet, it is directly fed into the system. The system now knows that it's a detergent with good packaging. I always say square, practically good.
Quadratisch, praktisch gut, sage ich immer.
And good for picking, right?
Das ist gut zur Kommissionierung. Also,
that's correct. It is picked in the OPM, the fully automated system, but first buffered in one of the three high bay warehouses, preferably in one that is close to the OPM. Then it is stored there, and as soon as the stock in the picking warehouse lasts less than one day, for example, the pallet is automatically removed from storage and separated, resulting in a pallet with 40 cases. Every single case is now placed on a so-called tray and transported to the OPM system. When we receive the store order, the detergent pack is removed from storage with 40 other items belonging to the product group, picked fully automatically onto a store pallet and transported directly to the shipping area. There, it is then loaded onto the truck or onto the train together with other pallets from this customer and also with pallets from other customers.
Und wird dann verladen in den LKW oder auf die Bahn.
Okay, but what happens if I haven't ordered the product for the store, but for myself at home.
Das passiert dann.
Yeah, this process is quite similar in this case. The pallet is in the high bay warehouse, or the product has already been separated. So this product will then be transported to a so-called online picking station and picked into a Target tote together with any other product you may have ordered.
A lipstick?
Let's add a lipstick, and then I have the detergent and the lipstick in a so-called carrier tote, which is then transported directly to the packaging station.
Is this picking process automated or manual now?
It is a manual picking process, but the items are presented to the employee directly at a fixed workstation. The employee takes out one of each unit and places it into the Target tote. The remaining lipsticks are returned to the warehouse. The same process takes place for the next online order until the so-called source tote is completely empty.
Die sogenannte Quellkiste dann komplett leer ist.
Okay. At the beginning, you talked about OPM and all-in-one. What is the difference between now the OPM and the all-in-one?
OPM ist eine klassische.
Well, OPM is used for classic, fully automated order picking. The only employees working in this area are those who remove the stretch wrap. This process is called depalletizing. The pallets are wrapped in foil, which has to be removed. This is also the final check to ensure that the item is the correct one. Otherwise, all items of different types find their way onto the store pallet. No one has to intervene or pick anything manually. Our OPM system handles some 5,000 items. And regarding the AIO, the AIO handles two types of items. These include very small items such as lipsticks, which cannot be picked fully automatically due to their size, and C items, which are sold less frequently. This could be a pink lipstick, for example, which may be needed for a carnival. Items that are rarely needed are stored in the AIO. You need to get a feeling for this. The output of the AIO and OPM is roughly the same throughout the day. It amounts to approximately 140,000 cases in the OPM and 140,000 in the AIO. And the big difference is that we don't have 6,000 items in the AIO, but 40,000.
Nicht die 6,000 Artikel, sondern 40,000 Artikel.
Is it a separated inventory management between the AIO and the OPM? How is it? And or is it between store and online business?
Well, let's stick to the OPM and AIO. This is separate stock management. An item is either in system A or in system B. This can change during the course of the year, depending on the season. For example, if a lipstick is sold a lot in summer, then it is moved to the OPM. But the stock only exists once, and the same applies to the online business. This is extremely important. There is only one stock. If I have a lipstick that is sold once online, the process is as follows. The stores receive so-called trading units, which contain 10 lipsticks, for example. However, you as an online customer order only one piece.
Und Sie als Kunde bestellen aber nur einen.
And then you take one out of the 10 lipsticks.
Richtig, genau, ja.
Exactly. The package is now open, so we can adjust this in our system. Let's assume that 20 days have passed and the lipsticks are still available. With the next store order, I add this open package to the order. I have eliminated the open trading unit and have a balanced stock again.
Wieder sauber im Bestand.
And the AIO then pushes the box with the 9 lipsticks onto the OPM pallet, or how is it handled?
Yep, genau, ja.
Exactly. Maybe not onto the OPM pallet, but on a store pallet.
We now have the finished pallet. Will the items be added manually, or how does it work?
Nein, alles vollautomatisch.
No, it all happens fully automatically. The goods are placed into totes, and the totes are then also picked onto the store pallet.
Auf die Filialpalette mitkommissioniert.
What is the technology behind the AIO? It seems to be the heart of the system, or would you correct me?
I think the heart is the combination of OPM and AIO, because it handles the largest volume. But challenging is clearly the AIO, as it deals with 40,000 items, which, due to seasonal fluctuations, have significantly different sales every month.
Well, I now have opened this box of 10. I take out one item, and there's still 9 left. This also places great demands on the management of the data, the inventory data, what is still available, what is no longer available, which package has been opened, which has not. How do you manage that?
Fortunately, we don't have to do much because the system takes care of it. The system knows which packages have been opened and which have not, and those that have been opened for too long and are not sold online are picked for the store.
So the system does that automatically?
Absolutely, yes.
But there has to be a demand for the product in the store. You don't just add something to the order.
Yes, that's correct.
I understand. So at the very beginning, we did an episode named The End of Consolidation in the Non-Food Sector at Migros. What was the end of consolidation? What does that mean now?
Well, as I mentioned before, we have 5 floors here in the building, which had approximately 10 to 15 picking modules, and each of them produced their own pallets. The pallets were then collected in a so-called consolidation area, and every pallet that didn't have a corresponding pallet filling degree was consolidated. This required a huge amount of staff and forced us to build high pallets with regards to transportation costs. Now, this has been eliminated through the system because all systems, the OPM, AIO, and the CPS, are networked with each other. Let me give you another example. Let's stick with the lipsticks and add some shower gel. Assume that a store receives, for example, a quarter pallet from the AIO, and the other items it has ordered are in the OPM and will also fill half a pallet.
A brief question. The quarter pallet from the AIO refers to an open stock for a store, correct?
Yes. When a store orders items that are in the AIO, then we pick them in the AIO.
Very, very good. Let's continue. Items come from the AIO and the OPM.
Yes, together this results in a well-filled pallet, and now the items from the AIO, in our case the box with the lipstick and the shower gel, which was picked in the AIO, are transported to the OPM. There, this box is placed onto the store pallet together with the detergent from our example. This process is called consolidation and takes place fully automatically, and a high pallet moves towards the shipping area.
I
have a quick question. How does the OPM manage to place a pack of shower gel onto the pallet? Will the shower gel remain in the tote?
You have to imagine a shower gel pack like this. There are different things. I'll take the simple case. There are 10 shower gels in the box. The store has the order unit 10 shower gels, so you can't order smaller.
And now we had the lipsticks, 9 in the AIO because one was already shipped online. These 9 lipsticks are now transported to the OPM, correct?
That is correct, yes.
How they are packed? Because the packaging has already been opened.
They are in a carton that has been cut open. But the lipsticks stay in the carton.
So the items basically remain in the original packaging from the supplier. I take out one lipstick, the carton is closed again, and then it's transported to the OPM.
That is correct, yes.
Very nice. How do you get along with this new material flow, Mr. Schweitzer? You mentioned that you have a fewer manual activities. Does that mean fewer staff, or have employees had to be retrained and take on new tasks?
Grundsätzlich.
Well, basically, the new order picking system has massively improved ergonomics for our employees. In the past, we had to pick all tonnages of goods manually, and now a very large portion is picked fully automatically using the OPM.
Das wird vollautomatisch kommissioniert.
How many items have you roughly picked manually?
Also früher.
Do you mean in the past?
Yes, yes.
Quasi das komplette Sortiment.
Almost the entire range, more than 100,000 items over the year. We have some minor changes, but I would say 50,000 per day. The OPM handles the majority or half of it fully automatically, and the AIO tends to cover the lighter and smaller items, which are also provided ergonomically. This means that the employee no longer has to bend down to pick up the lipstick placed at the bottom. These are now ergonomically presented to the employees at the appropriate height, where they can pick them using pick by light.
Pick by light, kommissionieren, ja.
Let's move away from the employee and look towards Migro, which is your customer, because you are an independent company supplying the Migro stores. What positive changes will the new logistics center bring for Migro in the supply chain and in the logistic processes in terms of quality, time and cost? What does it mean now?
Basically, we have been able to reduce our costs and work more cost efficiently with our automated system. Another major goal is to generate higher pallets. Zur is a very good example here. A machine generates pallets that exceed a person's height. This means that transport capacity utilization is much better. And now we have to balance store requirements and pallet utilization. Let me take the example of the OPM and the AIO again. The OPM handles the detergent that sells very well. Then there's another detergent that is slightly smaller and has lower sales. This one is stored in the AIO. It's possible to keep these two items together. But it is also possible to build two separate pallets, one in the AIO and one in the OPM. Here you simply have to agree with the store managers on the best solution for Migro. Transportation costs make up a large proportion of logistics costs, as do the costs in the stores.
Aufwand in den Filialen selber, ja.
What is the status of the discussion?
Das ist.
Well, it's an ongoing process that never stops. It's always a give and take, I'd say. As a logistics company, we strive to produce high pallets and thus maintain a high fill level in the truck. Ergonomics is, of course, a top priority in the stores. If we supply a 1.9 meter high pallet to the store, the employees aren't necessarily happy about removing the top items. But it's possible to find compromise as the Vitron software can be configured in a way to have the heavy items be placed at the bottom of the pallet and the light ones at the top. And in order to make it work for both sides, we still produce high pallets with certain restrictions that suit the store's demands.
Einschränkungen, dass es auch für die Filiale passt, ja.
Now we have talked about the store, but I'd like to briefly talk about the suppliers again. We had the detergent as an example, easy to pack on a pallet, stretch wrapped, and that's it. What does it mean for other projects? What has had to change with the suppliers? What do you now demand from the suppliers? Where do they follow your approach? Where do you say, no, that's a step too far?
Grundsätzlich.
Well, basically, what has changed in an automated system is that we are paying more attention to the quality of the Euro pallet. Of course, a pallet must be stable because there are also bulbous pallets, and these contain toilet paper, for example. They have to be wrapped more tightly with foil so that they don't bulge. Otherwise, we won't be able to get these pallets into the high bay warehouse. But the quality of the wood is actually the main issue. Here, we encourage pressure our suppliers to deliver very good pallet quality because we have to check them and they have to find their way to their destination without being damaged. That's the main challenge for the suppliers. Good stretch wrapped and compliant Euro pallets.
Konforme Euro Paletten.
Okay, when we record the podcast back then, one of your quotes was that this is the Logistics Champions League. Do you play in the Logistics Champions League? To be able to do that, you have to stay in the league, and it's getting more and more difficult with new requirements all the time. What do you think is necessary to keep your logistics processes in the Champions League? What are you doing?
We play in the Champions League, but as you say, it's like in soccer. We always have to adapt to new challenges. That's actually what the market implicates. As a company, we have to influence on this, but if we look at the merging of stationary business with online business, for example, then it continues to grow. More and more products will move towards the online channel, and we need to make sure that the system is able to map this. Or if product ranges adapt, whether it's more or less, we have to keep our eyes open, so to speak. But I'm firmly convinced that we can master the challenges with the system, regardless of what the market brings. Whether it becomes more online business, more items or fewer items, the system is so flexible that we are ready for the market changes.
Dass wir da bereit sind für die Marktveränderungen.
Although that's a big challenge for a company like yours. You ordered the system years ago from Vitron and had figures and how the market was developing. Now we know that it's not all about figures. The market can also quickly turn into other directions. We have a pandemic, etc. Many things are changing, purchasing behavior is changing. How important is it for you that such a system can breathe and that you can change quickly? Let's assume the online business is stronger and then the store business. How important is that for a company like Migro Verteilbetrieb Neuendorf?
Well, I think that's the decisive factor. Let's think of the pandemic. That has less to do with the system, but it's perhaps a good example. The pandemic has caught us on the wrong foot in terms of high bay warehouse capacity. In the project, we calculated how many storage locations we would need in the high bay warehouse. That was approximately 100,000 storage locations. But after the pandemic and up until today, we have 50,000 to 80,000 pallets stored outside our building. And processes had to be developed to manage the stock in the external warehouses as well. These are simply changes that require a system to be flexible. If more items are now required for the online business, whether due to Black Friday or Christmas promotions, then this shouldn't be a problem for our system, especially when you consider that this is 10 times the quantity of a normal busy weekday. The busiest day in our online business is always Monday, after everyone has ordered at the weekend. But that's nothing compared to Black Friday weeks. And yes, when new items are added, the system has to be able to cope with this.
Neue Artikel draufkommen, muss das System das beherrschen können, ja.
I'd like to briefly switch to the frozen food area, where you also did some modification. What has happened in the frozen food area?
We were able to expand our capacities in the frozen food warehouse. In the summer of 2020, we put the first part into operation with a Vitron OPM system in a brownfield project. And in January of 2022, we put the second phase into operation. We now have a total of 10 automatic COM machines serving the frozen food warehouse.
And how long will these 10 COM machines be sufficient for your operations?
Well, in general, we always pursue the following strategies. We look about 5 years into the future and estimate what the growth will be. And we want to be able to manage this growth in a two-shift operation for the next 5 years. Two-shift operations means 18 hours. And if growth continues, then we will slowly remove to three-shift operation. If additional capacity is then still required, or if order picking is also necessary on Sundays due to Christmas peak weeks or the Easter week, then we will think about additional expansion measures. And yes, we still have capacities for two more comps in the existing hall. We are ready for expansion.
In der bestehenden Halle, ja, da können wir das ausbauen.
Now you have just mentioned that you are not only responsible for engineering and IT at the Neuendorf site, but also for your colleagues in Suhr. Are you now saying Neuendorf is finished? Check, I will go to Suhr to do another project there and then come back to Neuendorf. Is that an eternal cycle you are going through?
Ich komme ja ursprünglich aus.
Well, I'm originally from Suhr. Well, I'm not sure whether it is an eternal cycle, but in Suhr, for example, we put the first OPM with 28 machines into operation in 2010, 2011. We then realized the Migrolino project in Suhr, where we automated gas station operations. And then, from my point of view, Suhr was actually finished. And that's when I moved to Neuendorf and thought, well, here we could automate the near non-food system. This has been ramped up well over the last few years, and the system is running successfully. But yes, I'm currently back in Suhr more often because Migros is growing. What I just mentioned as an example in the frozen food area has happened in Suhr. In Suhr, we operate the system 24/7 during the Christmas season to be able to deliver the required items. And yes, we need to further expand the facilities in Suhr. We are currently working on a project with Witron to add another 40 machines. That means installing 50% more capacity.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed. Alexander Schweitzer, thank you very much and best wishes to Switzerland.
Besten Dank.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.